Georgina Cooper, 26, founder of PretaPortobello.com. 3 years ago, Georgina Cooper found herself lying on the sofa of her two older sisters' flat, without a job and wondering what to do with herself. She'd just graduated from Bournemouth University with a design degree and had spent a few months doing work placements in fashion houses. It was really awful, she says now. It was such a competitive environment, with long hours for no reward, and it was not what I wanted to do. The recession made it harder to find the ideal job. I felt I'd end up having to settle for something. Instead, with the help of her sisters, Lisette and Victoria, she decided to turn what she already liked doing, trawling London's Portobello market for clothes, into a viable online business. I used to go to Portobello all the time, and my friends at uni would always ask, "Oh, where did you get that?" When I told them, they'd say, "We live too far away to get down there." So we had this idea to make the market available online for people who couldn't get there or didn't want to go when it was raining. The result was PretaPortobello.com, a one-stop internet shop for unique finds, including one-off vintage pieces and a Let's Trade area, which allows users to barter for pieces with a virtual stall holder. The sisters funded it with their savings, buying stock outright from market traders and then selling it on at a markup. "When we launched in May 2008, we weren't expecting it to be so popular," admits Cooper, who now employs a PR company to deal with media inquiries. "We meet in their cramped offices in central London, lined with racks of brightly coloured clothes and hand-printed scarves. The next thing I know, I'm in this tiny flat in Fulham, surrounded by boxes, with no room to move. We didn't have any buying experience, and we still don't. All we knew was the stuff we liked." But their taste seemed to strike a chord. The sisters are now generating enough money to pay each other a very small salary, and Cooper has plans to expand the site to incorporate markets across the world in Australia, Brazil, and Italy. Last year she won £1,000 in a Daily Mail Enterprising Young Brit Award and promptly lost it. "To this day I haven't found it," she says, blushing. "After a few days, I had to email the lady and tell her." When she received the replacement cheque, what did she use it for? "It went straight back into the business. I could have gone on holiday with it, but if you have your own business, that goes out of the window. I'd have felt too guilty,"